So coming up tomorrow, Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog is going to be at Spears Point Park from 8 a.m. Joining us to have a chat about it is Denver Stokes. Denver, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Why are you involved with the Memory Jog and Walk?
Look, my mum is the main reason because she was diagnosed with dementia just after her 60th birthday, which is quite young.
Yeah.
And so that's been a bit of a struggle with our family. But being a nurse, I haven't been able to help her the way I like to. And so I felt quite helpless, and so did my family. So we decided to look into some sort of fundraising and went on the Dementia SA website and we found this.
I've actually got a little bit of personal history myself. My father had dementia and passed away a few years ago. It's a difficult circumstance. It's tough on the family because you see the person that you know so very, very well, but they don't recognise you, do they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not at all. And it's just watching that deterioration right before your eyes. It's just heartbreaking.
So, Denver, you're concerned that there's a level of stigma involved regarding dementia. You want to deal with that as well?
Yeah. So I've noticed just with our own experience that, you know, as soon as they hear that mum's got dementia, people automatically think that she's lost her memory. She's all but gone. But there is glimpses where mum is present. And what I really want to stress to people is that mum is still mum. And I just want to create that platform so people know how to interact with her a bit better because she is still here. She's still a person and she's still loving.
They shouldn't be labelled by their disease. They should be treated as the individual that they were all their life.
That's exactly right. And, you know, with dementia, people automatically think the elderly, but I don't think 60 is elderly by any means.
Not at all. Not when I'm 50. I quite agree with you there.
That's right. There you go. You're still a young pup.
How's it been going with your mum?
Look, mum has deteriorated quite rapidly, to be perfectly honest. So she's had this diagnosis for 5 years now. She's 65.
Yep.
And she's now all but nonverbal. She's forgotten how to eat properly. So all of her food now has to be pureed because she can't chew anymore. Her memory, some days good, some days bad, but doesn't really talk much anyway. So.
Do you see sometimes there's a glimpse where she recognises? Because my recollection was with my father, just every now and then it seemed to, you know, real life or contemporary times bubbled to the surface before disappearing again.
Yeah, that's true. So we were sitting at dinner with my brother Jai and his wife Jazz and my husband Mitch and my mum and dad, and my mum just stood up and went, "You're my children." I went, "Yes, that's right, we are." And then we had a beautiful little conversation and then about half an hour later, nothing.
It's fascinating how the mind works, isn't it? Sometimes it feels like, you know, it's almost like a window is open and it lets the fresh air in, which is, you know, the time that they can experience with us, and then it's just closed down again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's really sad, but it's also interesting to see how their little mind works, you know?
Yeah. I do wonder at times whether it's a case of the mind is protecting the body in that, you know, it takes them back to a safer place because sometimes they'll talk about things from long, long, long ago, maybe when they were a kid, when they felt comfortable and safe.
Yeah, that's right. And my mum, we've noticed about a year ago now, though, she was writing little stories from back when she was younger and, like, writing little bits of her life. So we noticed that. And so we didn't think she was quite in present day when she was writing these things.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, the way the mind works. Well, good on you guys for being a part of the Hunter Memory Walk and Jog. At this point, the goal is to aim for $95,000 and over $60,000 has been raised. So a few more people turning up to Spears Point Park tomorrow will certainly help in this battle that seems, it feels like it's something that can't be won, but who knows what a victory is when it comes to dementia.
Yeah, that's right. So I think just creating that awareness and destigmatising the disease is really going to help. And everybody, if you're free, get down tomorrow morning to Spears Point Park. It'd be great to see you all and so we can raise funds and awareness because further research is obviously needed.
Denver Stokes, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck in your journey and all the best of luck to your mum as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks.